I went in my office this morning, which I never do before the show, and there was a letter on my desk. Carmen, I don't know if you've seen this or not.
What?
Or who put it there.
No. I did. I put it on your desk.
You did?
I get your mail, and yeah, I put it
okay,
on your desk.
Okay, how long ago did you put it there?
Probably
you know?
3 days.
Okay. So I open it up. I was just about to throw it out. It was about the size of an invitation, and I get invited to a lot of things I'll never go to, fashion shows and things like that. So I was just about to toss it, but I opened it up, and it's a card. And the card is it's a regular Hallmark-type card, and on the front it says, "Thinking of you, dear friend." And the thinking of you is circled, and the dear friend is circled. And then on the inside it says, "You are so special," with a heart, and both of those are circled. Nothing else inside the card, except a handwritten letter.
All right.
Awesome.
Which I will read to you right now.
Oh, wow. I'm assuming this is from a 5-year-old, right?
It's written very well.
Okay.
In script. It says, "Hello, I love you. You were in my life every day for such a long time. The first time, and I didn't even know it. The second time was totally awesome. You are my number one prince of peace. Please call me at Jimmy's home. She looks just like you used to look to me." Doesn't that sound like a baby?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, that's what I thought. I made it. Love child.
"I miss you. You're my favorite being in the whole wide universe. I love you so much." No names whatsoever.
Oh,
there
man.
There was no return address on the card. I don't know anybody named Jimmy. It says Ginny. Ginny, it looks like. J-I-N-N-I-E-S.
Oh.
Ginny's home. "You are my number one prince of peace." What the hell is that? Is that Whoa. You? You're the prince.
I mean, I'll be here. Sweet. I don't know. That's creepy, man. Did it come with any? It just was that?
No, it says, "Please call me." And the "please call me" is underlined. And
is there
it doesn't
a phone
say,
number?
No. I would,
oh, come
right
on.
Away, I'd make that phone call. If she looks just like me. Actually, it says, she looks just like you used to look to me. That doesn't even really make
when
sense.
When you were no. younger. When you were the love child, quote unquote, or
right.
whomever she's talking about or he is talking about, looks like you when you knew this person. So maybe you knew this person a long time ago.
Well, first of all, we're assuming this is for me. It said, I don't, Spanish, Carmen, right out yeah. in the garbage can right over here, the first one outside, closest to the outside door, it's just a little white envelope. Huh. I think it just said to the show.
Well, no,
I don't
I'm
think
worried.
It was. Oh. I found you.
Yeah.
Does anybody know a Ginny with a J?
No.
"You are my number one prince of peace," and peace is in quotation marks.
Check the return address on the envelope.
Yeah, dummy, there is none. That's all. I looked at it before I put it.
Thanks, oh, it's Columbo.
It's addressed. It's addressed straight to me.
Oh boy,
Mike Calta.
Oh,
oh, oh man.
Oh, surprise!
Not make me
Happy
feel good.
Friday.
Who the hell could that be? What day's in horror tonight?
Oh man.
I spend too much time. "Hello, I love you." L-U-V, love you. "You were in my life every day for such a long time. The first time, and I didn't even know it."
It may be song lyrics.
"Hello, I love you. You were in my life for such a long time.
Such a long time."
The second time was totally awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
It was.
Well, I think,
I'm a one-timer. I don't go back.
That sounds to me like they listened to you on the radio not knowing it was you, knowing you from childhood, and then realized it was you, and the second time you were in their life when you were
you're
on the radio.
Assuming that I'd make sweet love to somebody that was could listen to me while they were a child and I was on the radio?
That doesn't
That's
have to...
Not been that long, buddy.
Why do you have to make love to
Yeah, no one has said anything. You're assuming that.
Yeah, stud. Over
here, baby
just
involved.
Pipe.
There's a baby
it's
involved.
Baby
in this
involved.
Thing. The second time was totally awesome. "You are my number one prince of peace." Prince of peace, and then peace is in quotes.
They don't know you very well.
Maybe they know me better than you think. "Please call me at Ginny's home." Who is Ginny? I don't know, man. I don't understand any of this. She looks just like you used to look to me.
So hold on. Joe's talking to me with headphones on.
What?
Grab a mic.
What?
That sounds like Magnifico to me.
Oh, but... Oh, maybe.
It does.
Because yeah. Oh, yeah, Prince of...
Yeah. because she, I think she had like a friend named Jenny or Jimmy or somebody.
I don't know, man. All her ramblings run together to me.
Yeah.
This is written very neatly for Magnifico.
She's back on the meds, though.
And it's addressed to me. I don't even think she knows my name.
Well, I mean,
Cow. She called me Cow.
I listen to her ramblings every now and then because we taped it and I hear them quite a bit. So, but that sounds like some of the nonsense that she was spewing at some point.
I miss you. You're my favorite being in the whole wide universe. I love you so much.
That does sound a little bit like it.
It's not me. I wouldn't leave that. I would just tell it to your face.
Can I be honest with you about something? If that was a lady that I did make sweet love to, and she came to me, so how long have I been married? 12 years. And if she's like, you have a 13-year-old daughter.
Well, you were dating Amanda before you got married, too, right?
Who cares about that?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Doesn't count.
Once you slap that ring on, that's when the action starts.
Yeah.
Before then, there's some questionable timeline stuff that we talk about. And Amanda goes, wait a second. I go, oh. She insists one time. There's this girl that she always used to ask me if we ever hooked up, and I'd go, no. Way before we got married, and then now I talk about it. I'm like, well, when I hooked up with that girl, and she goes, you did! And I go, wait, yes, but back before, I mean, she's like, before you met me, that girl would have been 12. Come on now. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what you're talking about.
So if you had a 13-year-old daughter right now,
so maybe a little older than that. So I've been married for 12 years. Say she's like 15, and this woman, this lunatic is like, I didn't want to tell you, but we met one night in Ybor, and this first time was okay, but the second time was, what'd you say, glorious?
Gloria.
Yeah. It was awesome. Second time was awesome. The second time we made sweet love, and here is your daughter.
Oh.
I think that I wouldn't be so upset about that.
Yeah.
Like, if she came in, but then again, if she was like a big fat mess of a girl, I'd be like, oh, no, not me. I can't be your father. You know what I mean? Like what if she walked in and she was a nice, smart, like I'm off to high school this year, you know, I'm going to high school and I'm studying to be a teacher or whatever, and be like, oh, that's wonderful. But what if she came in here and she had like green streaks in her hair and she had a nose piercing and she was a lard of a girl and she's like, Dad? And I'm like, no, sorry. Have you seen Pete? Maybe you're Pete's daughter.
You would hope that the reality would be that they'd be normal, but then I think the egomaniac in me would be like, well, That sucks. I should have been involved. Why was I not there? Maybe they turned out better because I wasn't involved in their life.
No,
I started questioning myself.
I'm just finding out about this now. I don't feel guilty about this. If you would have called me back in the day and said, I'm pregnant, I would have taken care of you then.
Not guilty, but wouldn't you want to out on all
I've
the
I've got two other kids.
Years?
I've got plenty of development.
Why did you make a punching motion when you said take care of you back then?
No. If you know, I wouldn't, I'd feel bad. I'd tell the girl, I'd say, hey, I'm sorry that I wasn't there, but your idiot mother didn't tell me until she sent me a cryptic note in the mail one day that I had to figure out who Ginny was before I could bring you into my life. But that's, why would I feel bad about that? I didn't do anything. Now that you're here, let's go to Disney or something. I don't know. We got some catching up to do. But in the meantime, if she came in here, though, and she looked like she, if she was like, hi, nice to meet you. Can you get Deftones tickets? I'd be like, get out, fatty.
If you don't, I'm going to cut myself.
Yeah. Again.
If it's a boy, 16-year-old boy, where would that rank in your order of favorite children now?
If she walked in and she was like, Dad, I wrote you a poem. Oh, God, get out.
Oh.
If it was a boy, is he cool?
Oh, yeah. He's
like a nerd.
He plays wide receiver for the football team.
Oh,
he's
my.
A star pitcher for the baseball
my.
Team.
Oh, my.
Used to do crew.
I have an athlete son?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come here, boy.
Yeah.
You got college picked out? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, drives a 19.
We're going to a Bucks game this weekend.
89 Honda Civic.
Clearly.
He just bought his first car off all of his money from lifeguarding.
I go buy him a new car.
Clearly.
Oh, he's got abs, too?
Oh, yeah.
Clearly, that kid's not yours.
Maybe he got all the athletic stuff from his volleyball mother, who I banged.
Yeah.
Maybe. She was on the USF volleyball team. And he's such, smart as a whip, and he has a sharp tongue.
Yeah.
He's a perfect child. Oh, I love that boy. Really. I'm so proud of him. You have no idea.
Oh, man.
My son.
I can't wait to play this audio back for Joey one day.
The irony, his name is Cliff.
Oh, dude.
Cliff, what
Joey's
do you mean?
Father.
What do you mean? It's so ironic. Oh, that'd be great. He has perfect teeth. And he's like, Dad, it's so nice to meet you. Why don't you come to the gym? Maybe we'll work some of those pounds off. Like, he's training me already from the first day. Kim, you're on the mic, Cal, the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday to everyone.
I'm going to say Happy Father's Day.
Well, that kind of fits, too.
Yeah.
There, even though there's no return address, what's the postmark say?
Let me see. St. Petersburg. Well, I don't know. It says Tampa, Florida, St. Petersburg, Florida, with the date.
Okay, well, it definitely came from Florida because I was thinking of your ex-girlfriend in Staten Island, maybe.
No, she's nuts, but I talk to her every once in a while. And she, although she looks like she's pregnant, she did not have any children.
Oh.
Yeah. In fact, I think her womb is barren.
Maybe it is Magnifico, and maybe she's in a crazy house next to a cow pasture. I don't know.
I have gotten too many letters from Magnifico in the past that are written like crazy letters. So unless she's on heavy medication and it caused her to write nicely, it can't be from her. It's written like things she would say.
Right.
But there's not enough Jesus references.
Is the relationship alike?
What's that?
Is the handwriting alike?
No, I don't know, because Magnifico, what she usually does, like this is on a piece of loose leaf that was tucked in the card, or Magnifico would just buy a card and write all over it. Like, I have to turn the card sideways to keep reading and upside down. Like, she's just nuts. This here is actually written. It's got indentations, and it's got commas and proper punctuation. There's no way this could be Magnifico.
And Dinah's back.
No. No, thanks, Kim. Trust me. No, not Dinah. Jason, you're on the mic, Cal, the show. Good morning, Jason.
How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
On my way to work. Similar situation.
Oh, come on, guy.
Sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Sorry.
I got
it. It's early. So I got a birthday card, and I called up my wife at the time and said, "Oh, hey, thanks for the birthday card." And she's like, "What card?" And I'm like, "Didn't you send me a birthday card?" And she's like, "No, I didn't." So I started reading it to her, and it actually had like stickers that were worded out to make kind of a
an X-rated
little birthday card for me. And I'm like, she's like, "No, I didn't send it to you." This happened to me 3 years in a row, and I had no return address. You know, "Oh, want to meet you, want to hook up, we had such a good time together," you know, so on and so on. And I'm like, "You gotta be kidding me."
Well, who was it?
I don't know.
I still
to this day, since I moved down here, I've been down in Florida for about 3 years now, but never found out who it was. I thought buddies of mine were giving me a bunch of business and, you know, sending me stuff. We used to do stuff like that, kind of mess with one another.
Right, right, right.
Nothing this bad. And I'm like, so, you know, 3 years later, needless to say, never found it. We ended up getting divorced. Nothing ever came of it. But I was like, man, when I heard your story this morning, I'm like, oh, man.
When you got divorced, were you like, "I wish that bitch would send me more letters"?
I wish I would have known who it was. It just drove me nuts. Because the third year when I got it, and every card was different. It had, you know, explicit language and pictures and, you know.
It was one of your guy buddies who didn't want to tell you he was in love with you.
Oh.
Dear Jason.
Oh, no.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jason.
Love always, Frank.
I have a good idea. Let's check Craigslist misconnections and see
if
there's any.
That's probably it.
All right. I'll read the headlines and you tell me if there's one. Paul L. No. Maybe You Should Judge the Book by the Cover. No. Village Inn. No. Ooh. So You Took What I Wrote the Wrong Way.
Oh. All right.
That's from August 13th. What's today's date?
14th.
Today's the 14th, so that's from yesterday. So that wouldn't really make sense because that's been sitting in there for 3 days.
You're looking women for men. Why are you assuming it's a woman? It could be a man.
That's not written like a man. Man doesn't call me Prince of Peace. Of
course, really? Rob. You're looking at one right next to you who calls him Prince of Peace every day.
And, of course, Rob assumes it's a man.
2C. I poured my heart out to you because there is no communication between us.
C is Kelta.
Uh-huh. I wasn't telling. I never really want to see you again. I was telling you that I love you, I miss you, and I'm wildly and passionately in love with you. Why are you so angry? Sounds just like me. Tell me why you are so angry. Why do I have to resort to putting it here where there is one in a million chance you would read it instead of being a man and calling me and talking to me? There ain't nothing about Ginny's house. You told me about all your exes that did one thing or another to hurt you or cheat on you, and you sure as hell didn't appreciate you. This is written not nearly as good as the letter I got. I do appreciate you for who you are. WTF are you behaving this way? Pick up the phone and talk to me. Let go of the anger because I don't deserve it. Signed A.
Yeah. Who's going to respond to that? Hey, this, you're right. You sound
so angry.
Normal.
Okay, yeah. A person who's writing an anonymous letter on Craigslist, knowing that no one except crazy radio guys will see it. Black man looking for elbow brace.
That's probably it.
Nope.
Dude.
Black man looking for elbow brace.
Very specific.
Just a couple of up from waiting on jerky. A lot of beef jerky references.
But I don't understand that.
Trying to find my biological father.
Hang on. Is that in Misconnections?
Yes.
So was somebody wearing an elbow brace? And he was like, hey, elbow brace.
Hey, elbow brace, looking good.
You came in looking for an elbow brace. Oh, you flirted with me, but I don't like coworkers knowing my personal life. You tall black man who needed brace for elbow. What are you, a cave woman?
Yeah.
You tall black man need brace for elbow. We had good teasing, and I regret not giving you my number. That's not for me. Mm. Trying to find my biological father. My name is Courtney, and I'm 29 years old. I was born in August of 85. There's no way I would have been in 8th grade.
No.
All right, so I think I'm in the clear.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this show right now, sharpening a knife or whatever you're doing.
Yeah, putting lipstick on.
Whoever wrote me this fantastic Prince of Peace letter about the second time we made love, I assume, and Ginny's house, please call us here, 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025, and we will meet and live our life happily together, only if you are the star football player with my son.
Yeah, anything less.
Yeah. If you're a little fat nerd,
yeah, get out of here.
Stay at home.
Keep to yourself.
I already got kids. Don't need you. Is there anybody in your life you think could ever show up like that?
No.
No? Like positive?
No, not positive.
No one night stands? No girls that you're like, oh.
I mean, sure, there was.
Yeah.
But
girls that you dated like a couple of times, and then you just never saw them again. And then you were like, oh, I heard you got pregnant.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Me either. I mean, I don't think so.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, there's totally the possibility of it, but I don't know whether I don't think so or I just hope not.
Yeah.
If I have a kid, I know the kid. I'm not so worried about it now, because if I have a kid, the kid's got to be at least 13 years old, and I'm in a position now where I could support a 13-year-old kid. So, you know, I wouldn't be so, I don't have to wipe its butt or nothing. And the kid comes in and he's like, hey, I just found out. And I could be like, hey, I just found out. And we high five and go, all right, now we could be cool.
Isn't there a statute of limitations on that? Be like, come on, it's been 13 years. I can't. I don't have to take care of this.
Well,
kid.
I'd feel bad for the kid. Like, it's my kid. I'd want to take care of it. But, you know, I'm not going to lie. There have been some slump busters in my lifetime, especially around those years, like before I got married.
Nice.
Like, yeah. Like, remember the one that Pete used to get over to come over to the house by grunting?
Yeah.
Grunting. And she go, all right.
All right, so what about this? You're saying you want superstar athlete, and you're like, oh, man, this kid's great. What if the kid has special needs, and it's very difficult? Like, I'm not saying, like, making fun of the kid. I'm saying it's going to change your life where you have to
send checks.
No, you have to. You have to devote a lot of time to taking care of this kid.
Yeah.
What do you do then?
What?
Yeah.
What if the mother's like sick and she's trying to get the disabled son in touch with his real father so that someone can take care of him when she passes?
Your last scenario was so much better.
It's like Forrest Gump.
By the way, more likely that you would have a disabled son than a star quarterback. Just, you know.
I don't understand the science behind that. Yeah.
It seems to make sense.
Rhonda, you're on the mic. Held the show. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, Mike. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey. I listened to what you said about the letter, and at first it made me think that that's from a kid you might have. But then I was thinking, you said the letter was in cursive?
Yes.
How many kids do you know write in cursive?
No, but it doesn't appear to be written. It appears to be written from an adult about a kid.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. It looks like somebody's trying to tell me that I have a daughter. It says she looks just like you used to look to me.
Oh.
Creepy, right?
It must be pretty good looking then.
You can Google it. Thank you. Nick, go ahead. You're on the Mike Alta show. Nick.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Nick, yes, Nick. Hey, Mike, real quick. Does the letter have a return address or anything like that?
Well, no. If it did, I would be already all over it. I'm holding the envelope in my hand. It is handwritten to me with no return address. It is marked Tampa, St. Petersburg.
No phone, nothing, nothing, huh?
No, no. I'd be calling, be all over it calling it right now if there was.
Oh, but I got nothing for you. Got a little tally.
Yeah, what do you think? That wasn't my first option to call them?
Oh, that's what those seven numbers are.
That's funny. Hold on. Let's just lay the groundwork just in case. Let me call my wife.
Hello?
Hi, you're live on the air. How are you?
Awake.
Are you awake?
Yeah.
Hi. All right, I want to discuss something with you. First of all, you know, in March, we're going to be married for how long?
13 years.
13 years, right. Question for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If I came home today and said, hey, you're not going to believe this, but a, let's say, 15-year-old girl showed up at the radio station and it turns out she's my daughter from a one-night stand or a previous girlfriend, how would you feel about that?
She's 15?
Maybe 16. Somewhere like that.
I don't know. It'd be weird, but that'd be
all right. It'd be all right, right? Like, you wouldn't go crazy. I mean, it would be kind of weird, but you'd be like, oh, my God, you have an older daughter.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I got a letter in the mail today.
Mm-hmm.
Can I read it to you? And maybe you can help me use some of your mental health wisdom to try and figure it out.
Okay.
It had no return address, no phone number. It's handwritten in cursive, and it says, hello, I love you. You were in my life every day for such a long time. The first time, I didn't even know it. The second time was totally awesome. You are my number one prince of peace. Please call me at Ginny's home. She looks just like you used to look to me. I miss you. You're my favorite being in the whole universe. I love you so much. And I don't know who that's from. But
well, that's clearly from your mom.
My mom?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
She loves you. You're a prince.
She's nuts. You're saying my mother's nuts?
No.
Listen to me. She says, you were in my life every day for such a long time, the first time, and I didn't even know it. The second time was totally awesome. I didn't bang my mom once or twice, I can tell you that. And then it goes on to say, she looks just like you used to look. Pretty cryptic, but it sounds like she's talking about a kid.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it says she used to look just like you used to look, whatever. But it says about Ginny's home. I think they're referring to Ginny.
Who's Ginny?
Your daughter.
Ginny?
Ginny.
I wouldn't name my daughter Ginny.
You weren't involved.
I don't know. What do you think?
Is it from, like, Haiti or one of those places?
No, and there's no, it's not asking me for money, and there's no name on it or anything, and it's handwritten, and it's pretty neatly written in cursive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, you're no help. I just want to, what's the age cutoff?
She says it's your mom.
What is, ironically, my mother's on hold. How old does the kid have to be before you'll be pissed off?
I don't know, anything under 16.
What if, we've been married 12 and a half years right now. So what if the kid's like 13 and a half?
Well, we lived together.
I know, but, you know.
For 2 years.
Yeah, we fought. We had fights. We broke up every once in a while.
I don't really think that sounds like you have a kid.
All right, but if I did, I know as long as the kid's like 15 or older, I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm so confused. They sent
you
it to the radio station?
Do I have a kid here? Is that what you just said?
No, did they send it to the radio station?
Yes, yes. It was on my desk when I got here.
Oh, so like somebody, they didn't even mail it? It's somebody in the...
No, they mailed it. They mailed it. They just didn't put any name or return address or anything like that.
But does Ginny's house mean anything to you? Jinnie, or Ginny's home. Call me at Ginny's home.
I don't mean this in, I don't know. Somebody's going to think.
Sound like a cuckoo hut.
No, it sounds like somebody that's foreign.
I don't know. It says you are my number one prince of peace. That's true.
Right.
A lot of people have said that.
I don't know. I think if you go to Jenny's house, they're going to ask for your social security number and see if you can receive packages for them.
Jenny's house, by the way, is a home for like runaway adopted kids in Essex, New Jersey.
Oh, there you go.
We're going to try and call them and see if we can figure that out in a second.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
All right, so listen, we're going to Disney this weekend. We may be taking an extra kid with us.
All right, as long as they...
And it seems like we got to buy this kid an adult ticket.
Another set of mouse ears.
All right, that sounds fantastic.
All right, well, thank you, and I'll see you later.
Yep.
Bye. Ma?
Hi, honey.
Hi.
I didn't think I'd ever get another grandchild. This is so cool.
Oh, boy.
This could be your first grandchild.
I know. My God, how exciting.
Where are you?
Now, listen. Where am I? I'm in Boston.
Oh. My mother is like, she works around the country now?
Yeah.
She's up in like Rhode Island, Boston area. All right, what's going on?
Yeah, actually, I'm just left Rhode Island. I'm heading to Boston to work. But I was thinking, there's a part in there that says, she says, you have to read it again. She
you were in my life every day right. for such a long right. time, the first time, and I didn't even right. know it. The second time was totally awesome. Then she called me the Prince of Peace, and then said,
here's what I think. I think that you were her friend, because you're friending everyone, you're very good at that. And you were her friend, and you helped her through something, and now she's into women.
What?
Okay, think about it. She's saying, and I look at her now the way I used to look at you.
She looks just like you used to look to me.
Okay, so she thought she was in love with you, and now she realizes she's in love with a woman.
A really ugly woman that used to look like me?
Not look like you, but look like... She says, I look at her. Or
no, but then she still loves me and says, I miss you. You're my favorite being in the whole wide universe.
Right?
I love you so much.
Can you blame her? I'd miss you, too. You'd be my best friend if you helped me figure out.
Ma, if you're trying to tell me you're a lesbian, this is the wrong way to go about it.
Yeah, no, that's not it at all.
No, I don't. I have no idea what this means. I'm waiting to find the letter that says to Galvin. And I go, oh, my bad.
No, no idea. Not mine.
Yeah.
And Ginny, you're spelling it wrong, and so that can't be that house in Essex, right?
Right. No, but I mean, if clearly I don't have a very smart ex here, or one night stand, whatever this is, so she just may not know how to G or the J.
Oh, Michael, I told you so many times to wear condoms.
Oh. He's wearing one right now.
I wasn't very promiscuous, so this couldn't possibly be me.
Can I ask your mom a question?
Probably had me confused with Pete. Yes. Be nice to my mother. Yeah. Ma, this is Rob.
Hi, Mrs. Mike's mom.
Hi, Rob.
I wanted to know, Mike has mentioned something on the air, and he revealed something.
Oh, you're not going to bring this up to my mother.
And I didn't know if word had gotten back to you and you were ignoring it, or if you didn't know about the Happy Days board game.
The Happy Days board game?
She does not know. Don't say anything about it. She just clearly does not know.
No, is this what you're talking about with Gina?
Oh, she does know. Another one in my family knows about it and doesn't say a word to me about it.
No, wait a minute. I've been meaning to ask you about this.
I'm so glad you didn't, to be honest with you.
I didn't hear the whole story, but all I heard was, they keep talking about how you've been molested.
Right.
Yes.
I love it. Now my mother knows about it, and my mother hasn't even cared enough to say, so what happened? My therapist's wife, my own mother, the only one I appreciate is my father. That would be the most uncomfortable. I don't want him to bring it up to me.
No, but the reason why I haven't brought it up to you is because we don't get to talk very often. And
thank God.
There's much more important things. But no, Michael.
You don't think you should have. If you found out.
Much more important things than your son being molested.
Third hand that I was molested.
Four.
Shouldn't you send me like an edible arrangement or something?
I don't know any of the details. I don't know that you really got molested. And Gina, if you're talking about Gina that used to live next door, Diane's daughter.
Yeah.
She's not that much older than you. Oh. 2 years older than you?
Yeah. When you're four, seven's good enough.
What the hell happened?
Oh, now you're curious. Now you want to know. Forget it. I'm out.
When you're four.
No. How old was I when you were married?
Up until you were five and a half.
Okay. So it had to be somewhere in that age range.
So something happened with Gina next door when we lived at that house?
Yes.
You're the kind of...
Well, I didn't hang out there after we didn't live there. What?
You're the kind of... But you were friends with her.
Okay, that's how it happens. It's usually a friend of the family.
No, I mean you were friends with her later on. And
no, I wasn't. Who's friends with their molester years later?
Well...
Wait a minute. What did she do?
Oh, see, now you care. Nobody would care before, but now you care.
She made him promises of being able to play a Happy Days board game if he did stuff to her.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
And he did. But he didn't get to play the board game. There was no Happy Days board game. I think that's really the big sticking point in this whole thing.
Yeah.
Michael, I am so sorry. I never knew this. I
want to
cry.
What? You knew about it when? When did you find out about it? You didn't even ask me about it.
I never heard the whole... I never heard a story. All I heard was you say things like, yeah, I was molested when I was a kid. And then somebody mentioned Gina. And I know you... Well, I would have bet you weren't. I thought it was just a radio thing.
You would think, as a parent, that would be something where you'd go, hey, you were just kidding about that, right?
But I just
even though I named specific people in the neighborhood.
That's the other reason why I thought you were not serious.
All right. Michael,
don't even ask him.
Happened.
Don't even ask him about what happened with Gussie.
Nothing happened with Gussie.
Yeah, she put the gloves on.
No.
Nothing happened with Gussie.
Gussie was totally a lesbian. I think Gussie and my great grandmother used to get it on.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think Gussie was asexual. I don't think Gussie ever had sex.
Mm. Yeah. Gussie kind of looked like a sheep. Didn't she look like a lamb?
All right, stop talking about Gussie and tell your mom what happened.
There's nothing to talk about now. It's over.
So the adults were hanging out. The kids were in the room.
And what were you guys doing? Playing poker or something?
Where? At their house?
Yeah.
They had a key party.
I almost threw up when you said that.
And then, so Mike was in there with Gina, and she said, hey, I have a Happy Days board game, and I'll let you play it. As long as you do a little something over here. And then he did.
And it was no game.
And then she said, ha-ha, no Happy Days.
Yeah.
Not so happy.
But did you enjoy what you did?
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
Well, if you enjoyed it, then it's not molesting.
See? Great parenting skills.
I have watched enough Law & Order SVU to know that women are ashamed because sometimes they'll have...
They'll become completion.
Yeah, their body will do something that they're not happy about during a sex act, during rape.
Yeah.
And they're confused by it and stuff. So.
Very similar to my situation.
Right.
Michael, I will call Diane right now.
Yes.
I will take care of this.
Yes.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to call her and tell her what her daughter did. And did she scar you for life?
Yes, we need Gina's number, by the way. We need her.
The thing was, hold on. This helps me, Ma. This helps me because I saw her on your Facebook page one time.
Yeah?
Yes, through somebody else. Like, I clicked on something that brought me to something else, and I was like, oh, that's that girl.
Her profile picture, she was wearing a leather jacket and giving two thumbs up.
There's a joke to everybody, including my parents.
That's not funny, Galvin.
My parents, my
parents. Oh, really? You just asked him if he enjoyed being molested. I'm the bad guy.
I did not.
You did. You said if you enjoy it, it's not molested. Molestation.
I asked him if he enjoyed it so that I'd know whether it was something he wanted or...
Oh, it was my fault now.
He was asking for it. Maybe it was your fault. You dressed a four-year-old too sexy. The girl can control herself.
I've heard him say that these teachers, if it was a guy doing it with a girl, it was okay. So, you know, I'm just asking.
Yeah, all right. But I don't know. Are you friends with Diane on Facebook?
I am not, but I could be.
I need to know her last name so I can look it up.
Police?
No, don't say it.
I didn't say it.
I know. I'm saying don't say it.
No, I won't.
All right. I have to find it. I have to see where she's at.
Do you need me to take care of this, honey?
No. Yeah, maybe 40 years ago. At this point, I'm on my own.
You didn't tell me 40 years ago.
You should look for signs. Who puts their kid in the bed with another strange older kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh?
Hmm.
Yeah. That's what you got.
Well, you know, maybe I just was too young and didn't understand.
Yeah, oh, I thought you were going to say it was my fault again because I enjoyed it.
No, honey, it's not your fault.
The least you could do is buy me a Happy Days board game. That would probably make things better.
I will do that. Yeah. I will do that. You want that, I'll buy that for you.
Listen to me. You want to know what I really want in the whole deal? Don't ever talk to me about it again.
All right,
I got to go. See you later. My mother didn't care. She heard about it. She heard about it and didn't care. She said it right there.
Do you know where your molester lives now? Suffolk County, New Jersey.
It was Essex, dummy.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Almerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.